This is the Star for the Night Show with your host, Desiree Turley. We are here with our special guest, Rick Springfield, who's a hot rock star, an actor, and back on General Hospital, he's a doctor. Hot Rock Rick Springfield. And we're here with the Star for the Night kids, and we have been up on stage, and they've been rocking with Rick, and it's been the greatest day of their lives. How are you doing, Rick?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. It was fun having the guys up there. They definitely... I was afraid they might just stand there, but they were rocking around and everything. It was really great to see. I love that they got into it.
Yeah, they definitely had. They were so excited.
It was great to see them sing. They did, we brought them up for Don't Talk to Strangers first, and then brought them up for the encore. It was great. It was just a blast.
Yeah, they must have been up there for 15 minutes with you just rocking out.
Yep.
Yes!
They're still on fire, and our first co-host, Star for the Night child, is Shauna, and she's 9 years old, and you have some questions for Rick.
How old were you when you started show business?
Probably about 15. I was the first time I was actually in a band that played in front of people, so I guess that's a few. Although, when I was 14, my best friend and I put a little show together for our parents, and we charged them about 5 cents to get in. And they all came, which really surprised us. Both parents came, and it was, I know, brothers. So it was a sold-out show, and we made about 20 cents.
Are you married? Do you have any kids?
Yes, I'm married. I've been married for 22 years, and have a 21-year-old son and a 17-year-old son, and they're amazing.
Wow. Are you planning on having more?
I want more. I love babies. Well, my wife does too, but she's done. I know it'd be a totally different trip for a girl, but I think I make boys because all my cousins all have boys, and I come from all boys. So I think I'm genetically predisposed to having boys. Although I'd love to have a girl.
Yeah. How did you be his daughter, huh? Wouldn't you?
Yeah. How do you come up with your songs?
They're all from things that happened to me and people that I've known and relationships I've had, and usually from unhappy situations, like a relationship that didn't work out or an unhappy time in my life, because I don't really write when I'm happy, so I just want to go and party. So most of my songs come out of trying to find out why I'm feeling bad, and it's a therapy, so it really helps me that way. My father died when I was pretty young, and I wrote a song about that, and that has helped me deal with that. You know,
what song was that?
It's called My Father's Chair, and it's been come back to me a lot from fans who parents died. You know, after I'd written the song, and it's really, you know, it's been on a couple of people wrote it on a headstone for their parents, mm-hmm. and quoted it and in services and things. So it's my memorial to my father, and that way it lives on. You know.
Okay. What was the first song that you wrote? No, I mean, how did you get interested in music?
My dad was a singer, and although he was also in the army, and we didn't have a TV when I was a kid, so we entertained ourselves. We sat around the piano and played and sang songs all night, and that's really like from about, I remember doing that from 5 years old.
Mm. And now you have on your website that you actually help children with cancer and other children, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing for these kids and how you feel about it.
Well, my dad died from cancer, and I have a special place in my heart for kids anyway, and I just I have a very good friend now, Sahara, who is 12 years old, and she's fighting cancer, and it's just I have all the time in the world for that because I think we can actually help them with our energy. You know, I mean, we raise money. I mean, I've done lots of benefits to aid different kind of groups and entities that are, you know, aiding kids and aiding people with cancer, and it's just something, it's the least I can do. You know, I mean, it's very, very easy for me to help out with something like this, and I'm fortunate that in some way I can.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole basis of Star for the Night is, to be able to give these kids the greatest day of their lives, and you're already doing it all the time, you know, getting kids up on stage and sharing your spotlight and sharing your love, and it really does make a difference, Rick.
Yeah, I think it does.
I mean,
too.
We hear from the kids.
My favorite part of the show is actually the kids.
And now we have Corinne, and Corinne has a couple of questions.
Okay, by any chance, any new CDs coming out?
Yeah, we actually have a new CD. And we're recording it now. We're writing and recording it now. So it should be out hopefully early next year. And the first song we started out with tonight is a new song that will be on that CD.
Okay, and what is your favorite city that you've, like, toured in?
I lived in Las Vegas for 2 years doing a show up there, and I always like to go back to Vegas. But every city is, there's not many that I've been in that I don't like. There's always something really unique about each city. And the truth is, most of the time, all we see of the city is of truly the hotel and the show we're playing at. So it really comes down to the people.
And which one do you like more, like acting or music?
I actually like them both equally, but music has always been a part of me ever since I was a little tiny kid. So it's always, you know, I can always do that. But I do love both of them.
Which one do you like to perform in more, America or Australia?
Well, America, actually, because I played most of my shows here. Last time I played in Australia, I was probably about 20 years old, and I haven't played in Australia since then. I think we're going to go back next year, and really, in the end, it comes down to the audience, you know, and the relationship I have with the audience.
Like, when you learn to play the guitar, when you were 13, I believe, sounded kind of stalkerish. What age were you when you actually played, like, comfortably?
I was probably about 15, and I started to feel like I had enough proficiency to play in front of people. I was still very nervous. I used to, my first shows, I played with my back to the audience, so it was quite, I've had to work through my shyness on stage.
Have you won any Grammys?
Yes, I have. Actually, I won a Grammy for Jessie's Girl, and been nominated for about 5 or 6 others, and won a bunch kind of those kind of awards, you know, American Music Awards and stuff.
Have you ever had any regrets being a singer?
My big regret is I didn't get my father's voice. He had a great voice. I got my mom's voice, so I had to be a writer.
Right now, are most of your friends younger women or older women?
Let's see now. Actually, we're getting a lot of guys now, too, which is great because, yeah, I dig the young kids. They rock! But we're getting quite a few, a pretty good overall view of people, you know, because it's a very heavy band and we play it's a very hard rocking band and guys really like that. And, you know, the women who love the songs can appreciate, you know, the groove of the band and young kids have great energy and I always love seeing them at shows, always.
Well, we have definitely had the Star for the Night kids have the greatest night of their life, Rick, and you've just given so much to them. And now everybody, all of your fans can listen to you on the radio show at starforthenight.com. And everybody say, thank you, Rick, for giving us the greatest day. We love you, Rick.
We love you, Rick.
I love you too, guys.
Here's one of Rick's hit songs, Jessie's Girl.
Jessie's a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Just has got himself a girl. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jessie's girl. I wish that I had Jessie's girl. Damn it, why can't I find a woman like that? I play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know I feel so dirty when he starts talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had just his girl. I wish that I had just his girl. Yeah.
We are going to ask our Star for the Night kids about their event and sharing the spotlight with Rick.
Hi, Mitchell. So tell me a little bit about your Star for the Night event and what it was like to get lavished and loved and all the attention from Rick and being able to be a Star for the Night.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was all awesome and everything, starting off with the event. The limo ride was awesome and all that.
Was this your first limo ride?
First in a while. I had like a few years before for limo riding, so yeah, it was fun.
And what'd you do in the limo?
Oh, mainly like taking pictures, relaxing, having drinks and all that. It was fun.
Oh, that's great. And then once we pulled up in the limo at Cal Expo to get out and have the crowd greet you, what was that like?
Oh, I mean, it was soothing. I mean, the presence of all the news crew, like, talking to me and everything, it was awesome. It was just great.
And did you feel like a big, huge star?
Yes, I did, for the night.
For the night. and then the next morning, it was all over, back to regular life, huh?
Yeah, basically, but, I mean, the memory's going to be there with me for a very long time, so it's fun.
Yep. And then once we were able to get into our front row seats and watch the concert, have you ever been to a concert before?
Actually, no, I haven't.
So it was your first concert, not only to be a star up on stage with Rick Springfield, but it was actually your first concert.
Yes, it was. It was very fun.
And did it seem like real exhilarating and the loud, loud speakers and just kind of overwhelming?
Yeah, well, at first when we got to the concert and everything, I thought my ears were going to blow because the music was so loud, but then I started to get into it.
Yeah, you got into it. That was it was one of the best concerts I've ever seen, and I've seen hundreds. And, you know, the one thing about Rick is he just pours out his heart to his audience and gets everybody involved, and he just gives 100%.
He seems like a very nice guy. The interview with him was awesome, and he just seemed like a very nice guy.
So what happened when you got up on stage?
Oh, man, it felt like really cool. I mean, I didn't want to get too nervous, so I just focused and just gave it all my best, and I rocked out.
You did rock. It was awesome. And then they gave you a guitar, and then what happened?
Yeah, and then I just started rocking out, like, put my hands on the strings and everything, and it was fun.
And then Rick came over?
Yeah, and then when Rick came over, then I started dancing, going and move with the guitar and everything, so yeah.
And he gets roses from all of the crowd. The crowd brings hundreds of bunches of roses, and he loves to smash the roses on the guitar. And
yeah, I mean, at first I thought that was pretty crazy, but yeah, then it got fun and everything, and I decided to join in with that when I got up on stage, so yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was it like interviewing him? Did he seem like he was completely down to earth?
Yes, he did, and it was just fun in the interview. I mean, getting asked questions about someone you, like, see on TV and all these concerts just felt different than, like, talking to a normal person.
Mm-hmm. And being a DJ on the radio and being able to interview him almost put you on the same level, you know, as a DJ versus just being a fan and getting an autograph. What do you feel about that?
Oh, I mean, I feel like it's very exhilarating for all the DJs who have to be put on the spot like that. I mean, I think that it's a very fun job for them too, but of course, it's also a little stressful at times when you get put on a spot like that.
Well, you guys had your questions already, and you're pretty prepared and did a fabulous job.
Well, thank you, Desiree.
You want to tell us if this was the best day of your life?
Well, yes, it was the best day of my life, but of course there's going to be maybe other events, but I mean, this is going to be in my head for a very long time, and I wanted to thank Rick Springfield for that.
Awesome. And Shauna, now you got a lot to tell us about the greatest day of your life, too. Yes. So it started out with what?
Well, we went to a beauty shop and got makeovers. And then we got picked up by a limo.
Oh, and before that, you're dressed up like Cinderella in your favorite outfit, huh?
Yeah, my new Lulu's outfit.
Yep, your new Lulu's outfit. And so you got a makeover at the salon, and then we went to the limo. And how did you feel in a limo? Were you in a limo before?
Actually, yes, I was. A day where we went to this Lion King thing.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like in the limo?
Well, it's really fun. And there's like drinks and TVs and mirrors. And there's like all that good stuff. And we toasted. And it was awesome.
Yeah. Now, also, you played bartender and poured drinks for everybody, huh?
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
And then when we pulled up to the fairgrounds, all the cameras were waiting for you, and you took 10 minutes to get out of the limo. What's up with that?
I don't know. I just...
You were getting beautified.
Yeah.
Why don't you admit it? You were getting beautified.
I was getting beautified.
So what did it feel like when you got out of the limo and felt like you were Madonna?
Oh my gosh, it was kind of scary at first, but then I got kind of used to it. It was really scary at first.
Yeah. But sometimes that scary fear, it makes it even more exhilarating and makes it even more of a special day. What do you think?
Yeah, that is true to me. I think that's really fun and everything. Just, you know, have fun for a whole night. Yeah. Get to do pretty much anything everybody wants to do.
Uh-huh. Now, what was it like when you were getting shoved off and saying, okay, now you're going to get up on stage with Rick?
Well, that was kind of, I was a little nervous at first, but then, yeah, I kind of got into it a little, mm-hmm. and then I kept getting into it. But it was still nervous. I was still nervous at first.
So what happened once you got up on stage?
Well, Corinne, my friend, and I were just like really nervous.
Did you play instruments or what did Rick do?
He grabbed us. He like hugged us and he put his guitar over us and had us play with him. That was really cool, but we had to hold on to his hand and use the pick too, because it hurts when he's playing really fast and your hand's on it.
So he had to play the guitar with him.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then you guys had instruments also, right? And so you were jamming up there.
Yeah, we brought tambourines and shakers.
Oh, well, that sounds so much fun. And then he turned around and brought you guys up for the finale, too.
Yeah, that was awesome. And we all love that song.
So what is Rick's favorite song that he plays?
All of them. Probably Jessie's Girl or Don't Talk to Strangers.
That's your favorite song is Don't Talk to Strangers and Jessie's Girl?
And I've Done Everything for You.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, as far as what was your favorite part in the whole thing? Because afterwards we went backstage and we've been interviewing Rick, and you did such a fabulous job.
Thanks. Well, it was awesome, and we just got his autograph on like all the stuff that we brought, the pictures that we got, and the CDs that we got.
And this was your first concert as well, right?
Yep.
So do you think you'll ever be able to beat this concert or what? I don't think so, huh?
Heck no.
So what do you think about your Star for the Night event, and how do you think it affected you?
I think it affected me because it brought joy to me, and it was just awesome getting to meet a big star and all that good stuff. Everybody wishes they could do that.
So what do you want to say to Rick?
He's hot.
He's hot too, baby.
Oh, we all think that. So you want to tell Rick you love him?
Yeah, I love him. He's awesome. And he's so nice. He's so sweet. I love you, Rick. Thanks for the greatest day of my life. I'll never forget you or it.
I can almost